This is Ted Nguyen at the Orange County Transportation Authority, and I am here with Mayor Carolyn Gavecchi, who is also a board director for the Orange County Transportation Authority. And we have some exciting news to share with all of our Twitter and Facebook fans out there. And I'm going to let Mayor Gavecchi do the honors.
Yes, finally. I'm walking into the 21st century. I have a public fan page on Facebook under Mayor Carolyn Gavecchi, and I'm very excited. It went up about a week ago. And I already have a lot of people logging on and following what we're doing in the City of Orange and here on OCTA.
All right. And there was very exciting news that the Orange County Register featured your Facebook page on its online newspaper as well as in print newspaper. So that's very, very exciting. Tell us how many fans you have in just 1 week. And I know it's growing like crazy. So what do you think about all this?
Well, I don't know if it's growing like crazy, but I have over 230 fans, I believe, at last count. It went very fast in the beginning, the first week, and it slowed down a little bit. So please log on to Mayor Carolyn Gavecchi and join in. It's a fascinating way of working and communicating with the constituents of Orange and the people who follow OCTA. And I'm having a lot of fun going on and posting and answering questions.
Right. So what are some of the questions and comments that you've received so far? And I have also noticed some great photos online. So it really gives a great insight into your life as a public official in the City of Orange, as well as your other hats, such as the OCTA Board of Directors. So tell us what the content is like, and how do you think, and where do you think it's going?
Well, I'm trying to be careful not to put new posts all the time, because I've been told by a lot of people who have been on Facebook for a while that sometimes when elected officials just keep posting, you know, all the time on just little matters, that, you know, sometimes they get a little tired of getting, you know, updates on a constant basis. So I've really tried to, at this point, keep the content to major either events that I've gone to or issues that I think my constituents would be interested in. You know, I got a lot of welcoming comments from a lot of people. When the Register talked about that my age, and I'm 49, is a little out of the demographics, I had several women in the community logged on and, you know, said that, you know, it was kind of fun. Got a lot of commiserating about being out of the demographics a little bit. But I've gotten questions from constituents on everything from my position on initiatives that are undergoing signature gathering right now to questions on how they can go forward with some initiatives of their own. So I've given information about the state legislature. I've given my position on some issues. And I've attended a couple big events in the city, and I've been able to post the pictures from that.
Right, that's great. And I know that we provided a presentation to the Ledge and Communications Committee at OCTA as part of our social media program at OCTA, and we shared with you that the fastest growing demographic is actually your demographic, right?
Yes, it is. It is the fastest growing, but we're not at the top yet, but we are the fastest growing demographics.
Right. So can you share with us some news about what's happening in the City of Orange or your many other hats that you're wearing as a public elected official?
Well, what I've been able to post is some public safety news. Some of my officers have been given some large awards from MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, and I was able to post pictures from that. I'll be talking a little bit about what's happening as far as the budget goes. We're also in some very interesting negotiations with the County of Orange right now, as along the lines of what their plans are for housing inmates at Theo Lacy. Theo Lacy Jail is in the City of Orange, so obviously the council's concerned and the constituents concerned as well. So we've been posting all of that information with more to come.
All right, that's great. So where do you think it's headed? Where do you think that social media is headed and public officials involved with social media, as well as public agencies' involvement with social media?
Well, I think the important thing about being a local elected official or any elected official is having constant communication with your constituents and being accountable and responsible to the people who elected you. And at a local level, you know, I get stopped at grocery store or at Target, at Home Depot all the time. But this is just another way for the people who have elected me to be able to give me their opinions and ask their questions, and for me to be able to put out information about what we're doing. It's just another way to do it, and it seems to be a very popular way. If my kids, what they've been saying is true, and what their friends have been saying, and the feedback that I've been getting about this public Facebook.
Well, great. I appreciate your help in talking with us, and good luck. And I know that you're a trailblazer, so kudos to you.
Thank you very much.